Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey y'all, lovable Gnome Jackson here to let you know that I've made the somewhat irresponsible jump to streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, and I'd love it if you were there to watch me inevitably fuck it up. I'm going to be streaming all kinds of things that aren't video games. WikiHow, Cora Answers, bad Halloween costumes, Goosebumps books if that's legal, I don't know, and also video games. So hey, come see me do that. twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. I'm definitely doing some part of it wrong.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you steal Christmas a la the Grinch?
The Grinch.
I'm just putting a bit of spice in the topic so people are like, wow, Plumbing the Death Star, I've read a fucking book this week. They learn a new word.
At least watched the Jim Carrey cinematic marvel, The Grinch.
And thought about the French.
I really love A La The Grinch. I'm imagining you boys being like, Jackson, we're exiling you to live on a mountain. A La The Grinch. Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. I remember him. Okay. You've put it in terms I can understand.
I feel better about the fact you're sending me to a mountain to presumably die now.
Because I can think about The Grinch as I go.
Yeah.
What was that guy?
So even though I said, how would you steal Christmas? A La The Grinch. The Grinch unfortunately fails. He's one goal in life, which is to steal Christmas. And then Whoville or the Whovians or Doctor Who or whatever that town's called are like, oh no, you love Christmas now. And he caves like a motherfucker. I will not be doing that.
No. Let's talk about, though, let's nut out why the Grinch steals Christmas, that's a first of all.
Very good point. He hates it, and that's
he's a Grinch,
fair enough.
Number one.
Are Grinches just predisposed to hate Christmas? Do all Grinches hate Christmas? Because I only know of one Grinch. This Grinch.
And he hates Christmas.
And he fucking hates Christmas, so...
Well, are we taking the Jim Carrey cinematic marvel, The Grinch, as our canon, or are we taking Dr. Seuss's novel, The Grinch, as our canon? Or are we taking the 1970s TV show, The Grinch Grinches Halloween, as our canon? Please let me know.
I feel all three.
Well, that's complicated, because you see, in The Grinch, the Jim Carrey cinematic marvel, the reason he hates Christmas is that he's a Grinch. And he's like a hairy who, like a Sasquatch. And they send him to live on Mount something on Christmas Day. And so he blames Christmas for... The Whos are happy and they get to be together. But the Grinch has to be on his shitty mountain with his dog. And so he's like, I'm going to steal Christmas to get back at the Whos as a sort of petty revenge style
thing. So he's not really a Grinch. He's just a hairy who.
Yeah, well, there's a scene where Cindy Lou Who is like, what's the Grinch? And the dad's like... he's a what? And she's like, but where who's? And he's like, yeah, he's a what? Kind of like a who, but a bit fucked up. Anyway.
So he's just either a hairy who or maybe some kind of squatch.
I sort of see him as a throwback, like if somebody popped a Neanderthal out their pussy, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Someone took a shit and a missing link came out of their pussy.
Okay. Oh, you had a... a gorilla baby instead of a regular one. Put it on a mountain and hope it doesn't steal Christmas in 20 years.
And unfortunately, that gorilla baby grew into plumbing the Death Star.
Split into three, and here we are. Yeah.
I just quickly Googled it. Why does the Grinch hate Christmas? The reason for this is a source of speculation, which is for us, plumbing the Death Star, as that is what we are currently doing. The consensus among the Whos, though, is that he was born with a heart two sizes too small.
Oh, he's got a heart defect. Oh, no.
And
that man's life expectancy is quite low. So I feel sorry for the Grinch. He's so much taller than a Who. He needs a bigger heart. He needs a heart the size of Farlap. And he's got the heart the size of a small dog.
His Grinch blood's not getting pumped quickly enough through his Grinch veins.
He also hates Christmas noises. Like, this goes on to say that, like, the various noises of Christmas really upset him.
Well, like, that's just, you know, it's like November 1st, and then you suddenly hear, you know, Last Christmas play at Coles, and you're like,
that's it, I'm stealing Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
You see somebody's put up their Christmas lights, you know, a day early, like it's not even December yet, and you're like, yeah, that's it, I'm doing it. Mm. I'm stealing Christmas this year.
It's done.
I get it.
An area that I lived in briefly is like a small-ish, a small suburb, and someone Grinched Christmas there and went around and cut everyone's Christmas lights so that the street went black.
That rolls. That was
sick.
Grinch.
Unreal.
Some Grinching. All right.
Yeah.
It was on the news.
Yeah.
So what else is that? Why else does the Grinch steal Christmas? So his heart was too small.
Mm-hmm. And he's got sore ears, I guess, from all the Christmas
cheer. Well, because it's Whos as well. So they're going to be using instruments that are called like flamboozles and make noises like blank, 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 blank. I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
You know?
You wouldn't. You'd be joining in the procession. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The procession.
I'd be joining in the prosciutto, baby.
Chewing something. I'm sorry.
Let me play the flamboozle.
Yeah.
With my mouth
the full flum prosciutto. Drum.
So, how would y'all steal Christmas? Let's talk about it.
So.
Yeah.
The Whos tries... the Who. Not the Whos. The Whos are
the
celebrating
band, the
Christmas.
Who, yeah,
yeah the Who. They're like, wow! And we're like, yeah, all right.
The Grinch is like, shut up. I'm stealing Christmas from the Who.
Why is your song called Bubba O'Reilly, but you just keep saying Teenage Wasteland? That's very confusing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I'm coming
who's
for the
Bubba
Who.
O'Reilly? I'm stealing the Who. Anyway.
How the Grinch stole the Who.
Anyway. So the way that the Grinch, I guess, goes about stealing Christmas is just to, like, literally grab all the Christmas stuff and jam it into a sack, which is clever, but he thought too small.
Okay.
So he's clearly gone, okay, I'll just take the Christmas stuff, everyone will be upset, and they'll hate Christmas. Mm. Best way to do it, what if Christmas doesn't exist this year because you steal all the calendars, rip out December?
Okay.
At what point are you doing? Are you doing this in December, or are you doing this like January, so that people get too accustomed to the idea that it'll just go, we're going to miss Christmas this year? When's your how are you going about this?
How do you bamboozle the Whos by their I guess their lack of counting abilities?
Yeah. How do you go from the Whos being like, somebody has wrecked all our calendars? Oh, I know why. To Christmas isn't happening this year.
I reckon the best time to do this would be January 2nd.
January 2nd? See, I think that's a bit early. I think people will realize. I was thinking more like a mid to late October ordeal.
Okay. People are excited about Halloween.
Yeah, they're enjoying it.
They're enjoying the nightmare before Christmas. Yeah. It makes them think about Christmas.
Yeah, that's why.
Nightmare before Christmas happen on Christmas or Halloween?
Well, it's the nightmare before.
It doesn't
Christmas.
Happen at all. It's a movie.
Oh, my God. Jack Skellington's not a real guy?
Nah. He is fictitious, yes.
Oh, my God. Fiction.
Yeah, he's a fiction
I'm learning
skeleton.
New words. A la fiction.
So, with October, see, I was thinking January 2nd, because in this way, people are like, wait a second, is it January 1st or 2nd or 3rd? We don't really know. We're still a little bit hungover from all that New Year's cheer.
Yeah.
They kind of might stuff up the first, like, because they can just count. They'd be like, all right, we can count. There's 31 days has January and other months. February's a tricky one.
This is the song that every kid is taught in school.
Yeah.
31 days has January.
Add some other months.
February's a tricky one.
And I'm pretty sure we involve knuckles and your fists somehow. And then March, we just count it. March?
March is the March. Next month. How many days? That's a great question. April, I think it's got 31 then there's May.
As well. None have less than 27.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
And February on a leap year has 29, we think. But on a non-leap year, 28. Because one
it
less.
It appears, Dusha, if you steal Zamet's calendar, he would just be like, I guess time isn't real. I didn't know what month it was anyway. Yeah. So.
December has 31 days. Does any month have a tricky 32nd day?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Don't know.
It doesn't sound right, but like if someone told me that like October had 32 days, I think I'd believe them.
Way too much of any Sans Pants podcast is finding out that the kind of things we should have learned in primary school, we didn't.
Yeah.
You know? I reckon it's better for you, JD, if you steal the whole calendar. Throw them off completely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's clever. Because if they don't know what month it is, then you could just come in and be like, Christmas happened. You missed it.
Think about, sure, there's a lot of who's out there who are probably smart and know how to count days and know how many dates there are in any given month. But there's going to be a loud minority of idiots like me who have been like, no, there's not. What happened to March 32nd?
If I can't see it on the calendar, it doesn't exist. Time is just forever now.
I don't have object permanence. When I'm not looking in the mirror, I presume I don't have a head.
Yeah.
I'm assuming
how
it's
many
one
hours
day.
In a day? 16? I don't know. Exactly. And I reckon that's going to be to your favor.
Mm. Dusha, if you could also steal the sun or the moon, that would be clever too.
See, that... Yes.
Then it's just day forever.
No, Jackson, you got to think... Like, you can't steal it because they'll know something's up. You got to make it quick. Fast up the sun and the moon.
Fast up the sun and the moon. Okay, now we're talking. Because it has to be real quick. It has to be like sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sun, like that, that quick, like very quick to the point where it's basically like turning on a torch on and off. Because if
make
it's
Whoville
only
strobing, I like it.
If it's only, well, I only need to do 30 strobes if I started at the end of November, because if I do it too slow, then they'll still have Christmas. Because the whole thing with Grinch's plan is like, even though he tries to steal it just before Christmas and wreck the Christmas cheer, I guess he's doing that so that everyone associates Christmas with upset and hatred and then, I guess, comes to suck him off on the mountain instead or whatever.
I don't know what his ultimate plan is. It's unclear.
I
think it is
be
to
together.
Get sucked off, though. That turns out to me. What are you going to do about Father Christmas, a la Santa Claus? What's your plan? Because he's something the Grinch encounters and has to deal with. Hey. The Grinch steals Christmas after Santa's delivered the presents so that... You know.
Hey, Jackson, if you got a phone call and you heard that you didn't have to go to work that day and it was the one day of a year you worked, would you be upset?
I think my answer, once you were like, hey, Father Christmas, it's me, John, it's me, you don't have to go to work today.
It's me, Grinch Dusha.
Who is this?
I just want to let you know. You don't have to
go
to work.
Do I know you? How'd you get this number?
Hey, look, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I know that this is a really busy day for you this year, but I've just had
it's
check.
The only day I'm busy.
I've just checked in with Whoville, and they've accidentally decided to not have Christmas this year.
I
mean, on purpose. On purpose to say they had a vote. They don't believe in the Christmas cheer anymore, which is a real dog move.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? It will make them change their mind about not believing in Christmas cheer. More Christmas cheer.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Grinch. Dusha, hang up, and then you've sent Father Christmas on his way.
I'm building an electric fence.
You just sit there at the top of the mountain, and you see it's like a bug hitting a bug zapper. Yeah. Santa, you're like, I'm gonna collect those presents in the morning.
How high? Because he's got that magical sleigh that flies over.
Yeah, but the thing with Santa is he's not expecting a fucking electric fence.
I think Jackson's under something here with this bug zapper idea. What does Santa love?
Yeah, milk and cookies, baby.
Milk and cookies. So why don't we put like some milk and cookies in, like, is it a Faraday cage? What is that thing that's like just full on electricity? Yeah. One of them bad boys.
You want to kill Father Christmas is the plan here.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You don't even need a bug zapper then. Just put fucking a cyanide capsule in his milk and cookies. Load it up. And then I guess we'll be like, I guess someone captured Santa and he bit into one of his famous cyanide pills before revealing the secrets of North Pole or South Pole. I always get confused.
What does
where does Santa live?
He lives in the North Pole.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we did. He lives in the... Oh, no.
Because the South Pole's Antarctica, and the North Pole's not really a place, you know?
I mean, if I had the choice, I'd pick the one that's an actual place to live.
Yeah, I'd pick the one with land, but I'm not Santa. Does Father Christmas visit the Grinch? I guess not. I guess the Grinch, like poor kids in the Polar Express, doesn't get presents from Santa. That's canonical in the Polar Express. There's a poor kid on that train, and he's like, I don't get presents. And he only gets presents when he physically goes up to Santa and is like, hey, the fuck?
Maybe Santa has, like, object permanence, but for, like, the non-wealthy.
Yeah,
like, you have to hit a certain level of wealth for Santa to notice you.
Yeah.
Santa, that capitalist pig.
Well, because I'm thinking, if the Grinch does get visited by Santa, then you just cyanide his milk or whatever. Try not to drink it beforehand. And
that'll be the hardest bit.
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for all three of us. We know this.
Yeah. I've got so tired from putting cyanide in this milk. A glass of milk would sure be good right now. No.
Give me the energy I need for this heist tonight.
I've just put some delicious cold ice in this milk and looks so delicious and frosty, and I am parched and a little bit hot.
I know I put cyanide in one of my milks. Which one was it?
I know I only currently have one milk in front of me, but it's probably not that one. Surely I would remember.
That would be silly.
Did I put cyanide in the bottle of milk or the glass of milk? I'll test
both.
Santa arrives and he's like, holy shit, this cunt's dead. Okay.
This cunt's dead and he drank all my milk.
He drank both this whole bottle of milk and this entire glass. Turns out I'd poisoned neither of them. It was just a lot of milk.
This man is clearly suffering from a milk overdose.
This 8-liter bottle of milk or this 5-liter glass of milk? Better try both.
But it's fine because I'm like a rat. I can vomit, so I'll be in the clear.
I'll be okay. Unlike a rat and Santa, I can vomit, so I'll be in the clear. It's crazy that I drank all of it. My stomach ruptured, I guess. So, your plan is, Dush, just to lay it out.
Yeah.
Steal only the December part of every Whovian calendar.
I've changed my mind. I think the idea of stealing...
The whole calendar.
Whole calendar, yeah.
Steal the whole every calendar in Whoville.
Yeah.
Somehow speed up the day-night cycle.
Have a word with the... Yeah, well, that part we didn't really explore, but I reckon... With the power of the Who, probably grab the Cat in the Hat. I reckon he can probably help.
Yeah. He's some kind of devil, sure.
I'll be like, hey, the Cat in the Hat, it's me, Jill Dusha, the gorilla baby that grew big. came out of a woman's pussy wrong. We know. You know my origin.
You know how it is.
You know how a baby gets popped out, the Cat in the Hat? Come on.
I'm on this mountain, and my parents, they've told me not to get up to any mischief, and they love the sun and moon cycle, so gee whiz.
I hope nobody wrecks that.
Yeah,
it's a great strategy.
Cat in the Hat comes, thing one, thing two, thing ABC or whatever, the fucking things under the thing. I got no time.
I know what happens with a cat.
They'll
the
fucking get big or some shit and play tennis with the sun, and then they'll be like,
yeah,
and the sun will be setting and rising, and then I'll be like, they'll give everyone the calendars back and be like, you miss Christmas, the sun and moon, you get cycled. Like,
Father Christmas is dead in my cave. I don't know.
I'm exhausted just from thinking about hanging out with Cat in the Hat. It's upset me. But I hate Christmas more, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. And then you got to somehow get rid of Cat in the Hat, but you've got all year to do that.
Well, no, it's fine, because Cat in the Hat, look, I've got milk with cyanide on it, and he's a cat, so...
You got two graves at the front of your
two
cave.
Shallow graves, one full of a cat, one full of a Santa.
Oh yeah. So who feels
thing one and thing two I treat as my dogs.
Feed them scraps.
Okay.
Well, here's the final hurdle for you. And this is the final hurdle for the Grinch as well, and this is what gets him in the end.
I've jumped over so many hurdles at this point that I'm really warmed up for this one. I've cleared them all by such great distance.
Because at this point, you've got you're standing by the two graves resting on your shovel, and you hear, And you're like, you do that great Grinch curl with your finger, and you go, they sing without floozles, they sing without flaggles, they sing without bingles and brongles and blangles. They're still happy, even though you stole Christmas. What are you going to do?
Well, so lucky I've got my shovel and they've got the songs. I know which one wins.
Oh, so you're just like, well, I'm satisfied. I killed two adults today.
Okay, I thought he was going with like a mass Whoville slaughter with a shovel.
Yeah, me too.
Also, like hearing people sing isn't going to fill my heart with joy. I hear people sing all the time and guess what? Yeah. I feel nothing.
Your heart remains two sizes too small. You're fine.
But your ears are sore because you hate the Christmas singing. This is what drove you slash us to this.
Yeah.
Well, then it probably fills me with rage. I'm not going to forgive them. I'll be like, ah!
Jeldusha's blood vessels grew three sizes that day.
I start digging a third grave.
Okay. I guess you did stop. Did he stop Christmas?
He didn't really stop Christmas.
No, because I guess I did. It depends, because, like, in theory,
so
I guess...
Santa Claus.
You stopped Christmas. You stopped next Christmas. Sure.
Yeah. I've stopped a Christmas, and maybe Christmas is forever. But the Christmas I was trying to stop, did that still happen? Maybe.
I think it kind of did. I think it'll be next year where the Who's won't be singing, because that'll be like... It didn't happen again.
If they're singing Christmas songs, they clearly haven't seen what I've done yet. So they walk up the mountain singing, and then they see a shallow grave.
Oh, my God. We were going to invite you down for Whoville dinner, but you are a murderer.
Yeah,
we'll give me the chair.
Yes, Christmas is saved by me after all. Saved.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And then they light you up, and you know... I like Christmas lights. That's kind of sweet.
They put you in a big...
You become the star on top of a tree.
A big Zeusian electric chair in the middle of town. You pull a big wacky lever to make it go. Yeah.
So while you might not have stopped Christmas, you definitely changed it.
Yeah, I didn't stop
you've
Christmas.
You've got a new tradition, let's put it that way. I got to sacrifice someone to the tree next year.
Yeah. So the good news is, the bad news is it didn't stop Christmas. The good news is I definitely died in the process. Okay. And I guess like if everyone else, like, I mean, I couldn't stop Christmas for everyone, but I stopped Christmas for me.
Yeah, for sure.
That's something. So, okay. I think you're on the right idea here with like changing aspects of Christmas here. Okay. Or maybe even trying to confuse the civilians.
Confuse the Who's.
So I want to kind of take a leaf out of a lot of art theft in terms of how one steals Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so look, stealing Christmas, that's the easy bit. All you got to do is get a big sack and chuck it in there.
Yeah, sure.
But what you got to do
is...
Where
was this help moments ago when I was struggling with the actual theft?
Your plan began with basically mass hypnotism. So, hey...
But then the Cat in the Hat got involved and things really leveled out for the more, like, believable.
I was trying to help you with it in terms of getting the Whovilles very gaslit in terms of how many days has March. A question no one can answer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listeners letting us know how many people got headaches and nosebleeds listening to your calendar song. I'm going to guess everyone.
It's very catchy. I don't know what people are talking about. Anyway, so... the thing is, when you're stealing a delicious piece of art, what you want to do is have a replica, a forgery that you can replace it with.
You're forging Christmas. Uh-huh. That's great. Mm.
So I think the best idea is, even though they might be celebrating Christmas, they're actually celebrating a fake Christmas.
You know it's
and
not
then
real Christmas.
In
that's
December,
good.
The day after Christmas, 27th, 6th.
Yep.
You can be like a Danny Ocean 11, be like, hey, guess what, idiots? You weren't celebrating Christmas. You were celebrating fake Christmas. Play the tape. And then we can play the tape.
So, Zaman. Yep. What makes Christmas Christmas, and what makes your fake Christmas trick people enough that they're upset that they didn't celebrate real Christmas but celebrated fake Christmas?
Yeah. What's the difference
first
between...
First off, we got to kidnap that Santa and replace it with our own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Is it how clearly, how good a replica is it? Is this Santa going into being like, I'm Farber Christmas. Who would like a Prebent?
Hey, Prebent.
I've received a grift for Christmas. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of tossing up between having an exact replica so like people don't know until like many months down the line,
okay,
or doing something like that where it's like, you know, when people meet, you thought someone wished you a Merry Christmas, they actually wished you a Merry Krampmas, and yeah, you didn't notice.
Damn.
You idiot.
I like that.
I get sucked off on a mountain.
I think that is the
really,
end goal. Okay.
Really, really, really need this answered. What is Christmas, Joel Zammit? Because I think if you have another celebration where everything's the same, but they're saying Krimbus rather than Christmas, I don't think that changes much. Except
yeah, but I stole Christmas because they're not celebrating Christmas.
They're celebrating some baffling Krimbus new holiday called Krimbus or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Krismab.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, again, like the Grinch, we've got to steal the presents and replace them. Okay, so say, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. You're replacing them with presents.
You know, people are like, oh, yay, I get the new Iron Man. We can go to the local reject shop and get an ironed hero.
Oh,
and
I
that
see.
Will be when they open up, they're like, oh, thanks, Mum and Dad. I got an ironed hero. This isn't what And, you know, it's like Iron Man's chest with Spider Man's face and like Hulk legs.
Yeah,
and no one's going to be happy. That's the kind of level I think we're going to go
with. Yeah, unwrap
your
present. You think you've got a scooter. You get out on the street, and the moment the wheels move, they make like a... and you're like, I think it's a scuba that I've gotten for Christmas.
And everyone's like, oh my God, that kid just keeps farting.
You're like, no, it's my scooter. And they're like, that's a scoob-ta, dude.
Yeah. Only scoob-ta's fart. But you said you have a scooter, so those ones must be coming from your asshole. We are going to make
Christmas
fun of you for the rest of your life.
Because no one else farts but you, little boy.
Oh, no, I wish I'd never received a scoob-ta for Christmas. I'm sorry, a scoob-ta is my prebent for Christmas. You want the situation, Zammit, where it's not until the Who's evaluate their Christmas, like how somebody might get their art valued, and the expert looks at it with their little eyeglass and they're like, you've been sold a fake. You want when they're getting their Christmas valued in February, March, that's when they discover it. And you're in an island. You're in Tahiti by that point.
I'm in Tahiti sucking down sweet margaritas. Mm-hmm. And looking at the ocean.
Having
like
sold that Christmas to the highest bidder on the black market. You're just in it for the fat cash, dude. That's all you're in.
I'm still... No. I'm just like... Because
it's
the Grinch...
me and the OG Father Christmas on Tahiti high-fiving as we swap sweet wads
of twist.
Fat cash.
Father Christmas was involved. He was your inside man.
No, inside man.
He's the inside man. That's what you got to have.
So... You hate Christmas because of the songs and how happy it makes people feel. Because your heart's two sizes too small, and I guess you've got sore ears.
We were all shout out the pussy wrong
as
hairy gorilla babies split into three. Yes, that I know.
The three
and then
mountains
I'm like,
which surround Whoville. We each picked one. We were like, meet back at Christmas time.
We hate these cunts. Good. All right, off we go. Yes.
So what changes if they say Krimbus rather than Christmas in their
songs? Bahu Gore. This doesn't seem right at all. Dalu.
Surely a better strategy. I like your idea, but I reckon your strategy is to get really behind Christmas from January and slowly start changing things. Be like, rather than a Christmas tree, we should have a Christmas bush.
Mm-hmm.
And then rather than Father Christmas, we should be visited from Johnny Grandpa. I don't know what. Look, anyway.
Johnny Grandpa? We should be visited by Johnny Grandpa. Who? A guy?
Johnny Grandpa. He loves celebrating.
You know,
and parties, drinks.
Sparkly blue suit.
He's a party
mustache.
Animal.
Yeah. So you just slowly change everything.
Yeah.
But like not little changes. So but you just pick one thing at a time and make a big change, and then when Christmas rolls around and they're not singing songs, they're chanting Johnny Crimbo. No, Johnny Crimbo.
Then they realize
that they haven't celebrated anything close to Christmas because you've changed literally every aspect, and rather than giving each other gifts, they're I don't know.
I just see that the wheels in your brain, like the cogs there turning, and didn't clearly a wrench has just been just shoved in the middle where it all just comes to a screeching halt.
I like to admit that clearly both of us were just like, we'll leave him for this. We'll see what he does. I don't want
to
step
in. So my brain went to the classic answer that I would always give. And I was like, I don't know. They're just like, rather than giving presents, they're just sucking each other off. And I was like, no, that's good because that's what we want. And then I was like,
that's our goal for Christmas.
Fingering. And I was like, no, same thing. That's still a good thing. I want a bad thing. And then my brain was just like, nah, you've thought about this too long. No
sucking
more
off
words.
And fingering. What else is there? What?
Look, rather than giving each other presents, they're just handing each other bags of fart. There we go.
Well, look, that's a great idea, but you're not really stealing Christmas. And I like the idea of... that's a great idea of how to ruin Christmas that we haven't explored, and maybe we will. But I still like the idea of... You know, I like the idea of that day after Christmas or the couple days after Christmas where they realize that they've been had. That's the best moment in anything.
The penny drop moment. That's what you're looking for. Yeah.
With mine, though, you still get that. It just happens on Christmas Day. They're like, wait a second. And you're like,
you've changed it. You've completely gaslit them to the like, which I'm a big fan of. Don't get me wrong.
Now you're gaslighting me because I'm very confused to how my plan, which is pretty much just your plan, is wrong.
No, because you misunderstand. They got to look in their vault, Dusha. They open up the vault and they're like, where's our Christmas? And then the music starts. It's like, da 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 da. And then we get the flashbacks to Zamet going in there and being like, hey, here's the sheet music for Jingle Bells, but it says Jimble Bells or whatever. Yeah. And you're slowly finding out, oh.
You go into like the Whoville supermarket and like there's me talking to the manager being like, hey, Father Christmas is pretty old. Do you know who you should get? Johnny Crimbo.
He's new and cool. And the guy's
he's new and pretty cool.
Johnny
like,
Crimbo.
Huh.
Johnny Crimbo. Yeah, good.
Get your picture taken with Johnny Crimbo. And everyone's like,
the guy in a sparkly blue suit with a mustache, he's a party animal. All right,
everyone's
cool.
Thinking back to their interactions with you, and they're like, Merry Christmas. And you're like, yeah, Merry Krampus. And they're like,
and then
enjoy your Crimbo cake. Oh, no!
Your Christmas pooping.
Your Christmas pooping. And they're like, isn't that just a mud cake? And you're like, I'll never tell. And, you know, when people come over to mine for, like, you know, Christmas Eve, and they're like, oh, wow, is this a delicious turkey? And you'll be like, no, that is... What's a non-Christmas meat?
Beef? Chicken? Fish. Beef? Fish?
It's clams. Crimbus clams. Yes, good. And like, no, this isn't turkey. This is clams.
They're just a lot of clams jammed together to look like a turkey.
Plus, then you can say
how did you do that? That is the most impressive bit. Out of all of this, like, you've
I'll
got...
give him a wink and I'll touch my, like, I'll tap my nose on the side. And I'm like... Crimbus secrets.
I'm just filled with the Crimbus spirit.
The Crimbus spirit.
And all I gotta do is pay off, like, I guess, town leaders, like people who would, like, deal in Christmas. So, like, the people who are maybe, like, going out and, like, leading.
The Grinch that are the ones that are most for Christmas are the ones you're trying to pay off
bribe
in the situation.
Just gotta bribe them. Dusha, everyone's got their price.
Yeah, well. Where, what? My issue
so all I gotta
not,
do is gotta okay. All I gotta do is pay off.
What can you offer them though?
Well, I said we'll go through. Okay, the person who is probably leading all the choir. Mm. So we gotta like pay that person off.
Yep.
Yeah.
How?
What are they? What
cash,
are they love?
Right? Just cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
Or
I think might be overthinking it. Or what do people
love? A portion of Christmas, of real Christmas that you can give them.
Yes. Christmas because they love yours. Christmas so much, I'll be like, look, I'm going to come into some pretty good Christmas December 25th. Do you want some Christmas on
real
December 25th?
Real
legitimate
premium
Christmas. 100% pure Christmas.
Ooh, it's and jolly.
Listen to my Christmas. No Crimbus here.
Yeah.
100% pure, uncut. Christmas.
Well, a bit cut because you're not getting all 100%.
Well,
but
no, it's
like,
a bit cut.
It's not cut with something else, though. It's,
yeah,
you know what
no,
I mean.
When you're selling someone cocaine, you're like, this is 100% cocaine. And they're like, all right,
all of it? Like, no, you're getting a portion of the hang on, you
have the worst dealer in the world. I give someone all my cocaine.
100% pure cocaine. 100% of the cocaine, thanks. There's a difference
between an uncut day and an uncut drug. Because it's pure Christmas, but it is cut because
it's
Christmas
a portion
is the time.
Of pure.
If you were
Christmas.
Selling cocaine,
no, you're
that
falling,
only
no,
lasted
you're falling
for...
into the trap that Christmas is a 24-hour period. Christmas is a state of mind.
Yeah,
Christmas.
I like. You know what's
always
good?
Pure.
I'm going to add to your idea again because I love this now. Yeah. Before I was like, we need Johnny Gringos or whatever.
Gringo, yeah.
Johnny Gringo. All right. Okay. Cool.
No, I said Green Goose.
Yeah.
Johnny Green Goose.
I like the idea of this now because you're paying everyone off with more Christmas than they'd usually have. So at the end, you've got no Christmas, which is fine because you didn't want Christmas for yourself. And then when everyone's like, what happened to wait, you'll like this though because you've done a bad thing. You've wrecked Christmas. But then everyone's like, oh, you wrecked Christmas. I'm like, no, I have no Christmas. Turn to your leaders who accepted Christmas as a bribe. They've taken Christmas for themselves. You, in fact, have gotten too greedy. And then you can give a really big, impassioned speech about how they're the bad guys.
Watch
Whoville
tear
guy.
Itself apart.
I just held the mirror up to your society. I'm Joel Zammit, the clown prince of this mountain.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. Yes. So, yes. Who definitely they live in a society. I appreciate that. I get what you're saying.
Whoville's a society. That's what I'm saying.
Can't deny it.
You can't. They live in one. Now, I like what you're saying. However, you're coming from the assumption that I am being true to my deal with these leaders.
Oh my god, it's another twist.
You're not realizing how quickly and easily that I could happily double cross these motherfuckers.
So
when they are there with big smiles, being like, "I'm going to get my Christmas," that I can be like, "Haha." I'm in Tahiti, motherfuckers, with the real Father Christmas, where Christmas lives.
Yeah, so you're watching as they open up their Christmas turkey and they're like, this is all clams.
Oh my God, he's double crossed us.
Joel Zammit's bank account grew 3 sizes that day.
Exactly. And then I go and sell Christmas to the highest bidder, which I assume is the Cat in the Hat.
He's in no position to be buying anything at the moment. You call up me and you're like, Dusha, you got Cat in the Hat's number, yeah? Can you call? I've got something you might want. I'm like,
I got a little something that Cat in the Hat would love.
I don't know where he is at the mo.
I can put you in. I've got a thing one and thing two here, though, if you want to talk to them.
No, they seem poor.
they also
seem poor.
Yeah.
What a Lorax. Is he swimming in fat cash?
Nah, he's too busy being... He would be angry at you, I think.
Yeah, he's sort of like an
environmentalist.
Yeah, he's sort of a communist, the Lorax.
What about those stubborn things? You know the ones that won't move? Maybe
Yodel,
I'll get like a fitting...
the turtle?
They build like a freeway around them. Maybe I'll get in a bidding, like a bidding war between them two about Christmas.
What about Sam I Am and that cunt that has the ham or whatever? The guy that's like, you gotta fucking eat this fucking goddamn
isn't
ham.
Isn't that
Sam I Am? What's a kid's name then? Who is
Sam? I am.
But then who's the cunt with the ham?
No, Sam I Am has the ham, and he's giving it to the unnamed other guy.
The guy. Okay. Well, Sam I Am, it seems like he loves a bit of, trust me, you'll love this. Because then you can hit him with trust me, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Swap some green eggs for some Christmas. That's not a good deal. No. Although, unnamed kid loves it, so maybe it's a great deal.
So I guess my plan is to slow but surely forge Christmas, replace Christmas with a lesser idea, and bamboozle all the people from Whoville that they are experiencing Christmas when they're really not.
Yeah.
And it's just that's going to be just a nice little punch in the bread basket. For them,
and then
it's going
to
be
with Santa Claus.
Then I'll be in Tahiti because I've tricked
they come
all their all the WHO leaders that they are actually getting a cut of Christmas. And then look, and if we want to include the fact that WHO is a society, maybe I'll leak that to the WHO presses that they are their world leaders sold them out for Christmas cheer.
Cindy Lou becomes what's the word?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com.
She becomes Two-Face.
Okay, well, so, these would be brilliant ideas, but I think you're...
Radicalized, that's the word I was looking for, it came to me. But radicalized and becomes Two-Face. Anyway, what are you saying?
I think you're failing is that you're going pre-Christmas. Stealing Christmas, the best time to steal Christmas is right in the middle of Christmas with, I guess, domestic terrorism. So my plan is on Mount Grinch, or wherever I am, to set up some explosive devices in such a way that they will create an avalanche over Whoville. And then I hold Whoville hostage in demand they give me Christmas, or I'll destroy their tiny little baby dick town. And that's how I'll steal Christmas.
So,
with a loudspeaker, people, who's of Whoville? It is I, the Grinch. Give me your Christmas or suffer.
I have bombs this time.
I have bombed the mountain this time. I did this in the past, just hoping for an avalanche.
So have you already set off the bombs?
No, I just have them ready to go, and I got the little device in my hand. And I'm like, check it out, Who's. If you don't bring me Christmas within the next 10 minutes, maybe I'll give him an hour, the next hour, if you don't bring me Christmas within the next 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, too slow.
Bang.
So your plan is just for the ending of the Grinch to happen, but this time just a bit quicker because you're threatening violence.
Yeah, well, and I'm doing it obviously and publicly. The Grinch did it quietly, like an idiot. They need to know the terms of the deal. Okay.
Because don't they march up the mountain singing a song and then he realizes
it's
like Christmas or
moron.
Whatever? And then you just want that because they're bringing you Christmas?
I want them to deliver me Christmas to the front of my cave so I don't bomb the town or crush the town beneath an avalanche.
All right, so now you're unfortunately going to probably be the most easily swayed because they're going to be like, we know what's going to happen. And then they're going to like exactly what happened in The Grinch. The Jim Carrey Marvel piece.
Sure, Marvel piece. Part of
it's
the
Marvel piece. Truly one of the greatest. Yeah.
Greatest cinematic masterpieces. So they're going to come marching up, singing a song, and you might be swayed.
You think I'm going to get swayed by Fahu Lore, Lahu Dore?
Well, the Grinch did, and I think he's got more willpower than you.
Ah, but you forget, dammit, my brain is three sizes too small.
Jackson, you're going to make that threat, then they're going to have a loudspeaker back, like, all right, we're happy to negotiate these situations, just please put down the remote, you won't, and then all of a sudden you get shot through the head.
There's a Who sniper on a nearby hillock. They're going to keep me talking long enough to get a sniper nearby and kill me. Do you think the Who's would kill me to save Christmas? Yeah, yes. Probably.
Well, and also, not just Christmas, their town.
Yeah. And I think the moment the gun is fired, though, I, as in panic, will pull the button and crush Whoville regardless, and no one
I
will win.
I imagine what's going to happen is the mountain will make a fart noise and nothing else will happen because you've rigged the bombs wrong. And then maybe you've wrecked Christmas because Whoville are like, did we just kill an innocent man?
We shouldn't celebrate this day.
We did get rid of Jackson, so...
It is good to imagine me pressing the button down in my cave exploding because I forgot to take the bombs out. Oh, no, shit! Oh.
My home!
Can I live in one of you guys' houses, please? My house was... That's where the bombs were, so... What did I bury under the snow, then?
Dog just pops his head out.
Oh! Okay. That checks out.
Well, I'm pretty sure in my situation I dug a third grave and never actually put anything in it. So if you want to sleep in that, you're welcome to.
That sucks that I come to your guys' mountains. Yeah. Well, not Samus in Tahiti, and I'm like, mine didn't
work. You can have my mountain. I'm not there.
No. He hasn't earned it.
Well, that's what if fair. I go even less elaborately and I just get a bat and I go into Whoville and I person by person mug them of Christmas? Put it in the bag and then, you know, threatening them with a bat. I'll hit you with this bat if you don't put Christmas in this bag. Go around town, take it back, burn it or whatever in my cave.
Yeah.
How physically taller than you are compared to a Who?
Well, me, Jackson, I'm a truly humongous because Who's live on a snowflake. But if I'm in the snowflake, just regular, I guess. Why? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just thinking power of numbers here.
Mm, microscopic, so... in fact, not scobic. Made that word up.
Well, if I'm regular
I see
me,
you're trying to heist microscopes.
Uh-huh, you caught me.
If I'm regular me, I just inhale Whoville and vore it up, and that's life, you know? That's one
well,
of them.
I think if you were kind of like, I guess, Grinch size in comparison to the Who, so you're kind of in relatively like similar size or whatever, you're going to get stopped by, I guess, the Who cops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it'd go as well as you would now with a bat being like, hey, I would like to steal Christmas and going up to each person one by one. I think maybe you might get one Christmas.
Okay.
But I think someone will attack you or stop you or call the Who police or, you know.
Yeah, but how bad can Who prison really be? Famous last words. Sure. Yeah.
Well, like, they ostracize a man for being too hairy to live in a cold mountain.
Well, they'll just send me back up the mountain, then. And then I'll come back down with my bat and walk.
But that was you not really doing a crime. That was you just existing, and they didn't like it.
Yeah.
So if you do a crime they don't like, I can't imagine them not being, you know... militant about it.
Yeah.
Hung from Christmas tree until dead, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Look, if you told me that, like, not only were the Whovillians pro capital punishment, but like pro capital punishment,
I could see that.
It wouldn't shock me. No. You know? I'd be like, they seem bloodthirsty.
Like, hey, yeah, be careful, because they reverse crucified that Jackson cunt for being too hairy or whatever. Yeah.
What is a reverse crucifix?
It's the way that St. Peter died, you idiot.
They put
upside
the
down.
Crucifix inside me, so.
No, he was nailed to the cross upside down. Read a Bible for once in your goddamn life.
But he was exiled.
That's not so bad.
No, he will be when he comes back to town. I'm telling. Like, I've misunderstood. I'm a Who. Hey, little Cindy Lou Who. Isn't there a guy here that Ned or something that has like 96 sons and one daughter? The odds on that don't make sense to me. That's a lot of fucking.
Anyway, I think there's a guy up in the mountain threatening to avalanche us. Let's go shoot him.
So I just feel that they're pretty bloodthirsty.
Well, what if I don't even bring it up? What if I just avalanche them? They can't have a Christmas if they're not alive, you know?
Who's
buried under a kilometer of snow, good luck having a Christmas, morons. Then I go back to my cave. You have a little nap.
Exactly like the Grinch, you just be like sitting on your mountain, rubbing your hands together, being like, I did it. And then you just hear a little song coming from underneath 1 kilometer of snow, and you're like, what
how?
In the fuck?
How? They should be dead. This is their icy grave. No. Then I set off the bombs inside my cave too.
Yeah.
I can't suffer Christmas if I'm not around to witness it. Everybody's under 1 kilometer of snow. Gone.
The perfect Christmas
done and
solution.
Dusted.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wait. If what? The Who's are microscopic, who's the fellas? So Alec Baldwin and his wife or whatever in Cat in the Hat, are they regular guys or are they Who's? And then the Cat in the Hat's visiting Who's and the Who's.
They are not Who's. They are regular humans. But okay. In Horton, here's also, a Who. They are Who's.
Yeah. And so. Also, the cat can clearly change his, you know.
Well,
mass.
The Cat in the Hat never interacts with Who's. I don't know where you have this crazy idea. The only time Who's arrives, oh, he does. No, never mind. In the Cat in the Hat Halloween Grinch 1975 short cartoon, they have a race. So I
Who
guess
wins?
He can do that. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Who stole Christmas the best?
Me. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammett.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Christmas from Plubbing the Deb Steb.
Let's have some clams to celebrate.
Yes.
Have you always thought about signing up for Sans Pants Plus, but you haven't found the right opportunity to take the plunge? Well, maybe now's the time. See, for a limited time only, new subscribers can get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus if they use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 at checkout. Honestly, there's so much good shit available to Plus members, it's crazy. We're talking extra D&D campaigns, 3 different review shows, whole bonus series, video content, and all of it ad-free. So now's your chance. Use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 to get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.